Proclamation number 6065, dated the September 26, 1954. Earthly and spiritual issues. Inhabitants of other planets, flying saucers. You only receive the kind of information that will benefit your soul. As long as you want to stay in contact with me, you will never be allowed to look into areas which will harm your soul. However, with the help of satanic strength, you are also able to acquire knowledge unlawfully. But in the case you do not belong to my own, whom I protect from damaging influences by my adversary, you are taught by my spirit, and thus you receive knowledge which serves your higher development. You can work with this knowledge again. You can pass it on again to your fellow human beings and thereby guide them onto the right path. Thus you can help to bring light into the darkness, as it is my will. And as long as you are willing to spread the light, you will be supported, and the knowledge you receive will correspond to the use you make of it. Whatever is needed to kindle a light for a soul walking in darkness will flow to you, and the more questions you are asked, the more abundantly you will receive from me if you want to answer these questions. Yet I will not merely satisfy idle curiosity. I will not bestow knowledge which is neither needed nor suitable for spiritual development. But at the same time, I will not remain silent either when a child pleadingly asks me. For it should put its trust me, and therefore it shall not be disappointed. There are secrets which the human intellect cannot grasp, but which nevertheless have an entirely natural explanation. There are laws, natural forces, which can become active if the conditions for them are met. Extraordinary developed intelligence of people, who are thus able to calculate effects and then use these calculations for experiments by which natural forces apparently will be of service to them. Thus people are more or less in control of these forces by using the known effects for their purposes. To less intelligent people, such undertakings seem impossible, and what they cannot understand they gladly ascribe to the realm of the supernatural. Then they are more willing to take this step into the spiritual kingdom than if they were advised to enter spiritual regions for the sake of their spiritual maturity. When human intellect reaches its limits, the human being makes concessions, and he starts to consider possibilities. Yet his thinking goes astray. He combines earthly with spiritual issues, and a gap remains between the two. No human being will ever be able to make contact with beings outside of Earth in anything other than a spiritual way. Thus, the human being is indeed able to make spiritual contact with inhabitants of other worlds if this is intended for spiritual development. But such contact will never occur in a visible form, to the extent that inhabitants of those worlds will meet up with people on Earth. This is completely impossible, because every living being requires a different sphere, which is likewise determined by fundamental law. Here, too, satanic influence is noticeable, which confuses people's thoughts even more, for these wrong conclusions do not promote people's spiritual endeavor, who now also try to address the supernatural with intellectual reasoning, and who thus will purely scientifically utilize the alleged evidence of living beings on other celestial bodies, but who are not willing to believe that these beings also develop or progress spiritually. In accordance with eternal law, the celestial bodies are separate from each other, and they will stay separate, because their purpose is the development of souls, and this happens on every single star under entirely different conditions. The explanation of unusual phenomena in this respect is also erroneous, but the fact that an unusual effect of strength is utilized in an as yet still inexplicable way should make you humans think. For this is also a sign of the end, The fact that unusual powers are becoming active and that the reason for using these powers also betrays their origin. My adversary, too, has a lot of power in the end, and he uses it to his own advantage. If people succeed in utilizing as yet unknown powers for the benefit of their fellow human beings, then their effort will have my blessing. But if the reason is determined by dishonorable motives, then it is the work of the one who wants to ruin you. And he will not reveal what he is doing either. He will throw people into confusion. He will prevent everything that would help to clarify the situation. But what is divine, righteous and true will come to the fore and will not keep itself hidden. Amen.